The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The Gospel of the Kingdom, Section 1, Introduction.
When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Luke 21, verse 31.
Our world desperately needs some good news. Today's headlines are filled with bad news. Wars raging around the globe, famines devastating entire countries, environmental catastrophes and natural disasters such as earthquakes, droughts, and floods killing multiple thousands of people. Grinding poverty holding entire nations in its brutal grip. Violent crime increasing in spite of man's best effort to deal with it. The litany of tragedies, suffering, and bad news is relentless. Accidents and diseases kill thousands every day. Tragically, accidents, suicides, and murders are the leading cause of death among teenagers and young adults in economically and technologically advanced nations. Drug and alcohol abuse and sexual promiscuity are rampant, bringing epidemics of broken marriages, broken homes, and broken lives. Baffling new diseases spring up around the world, defying the best attempts of scientists to contain or cure them. Other diseases, long thought to have been conquered by medical science, resurface with deadly vengeance, having grown resistant to medications that easily cured them only a few decades ago. Even religion, to which many look to for solutions, is often a part of the problem. At any given time, wars and armed conflicts flare and burn, fanned by the fires of religious fervor. Wars are fought not only between major religions, but between sects of the same religion, supposedly out of devotion and service to the same God.
Human existence threatened.
In the last century, more than 150 million people were killed in war alone. Well over 100 million more died from biological and natural disasters. Terrifying nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons have the capability to annihilate armies, even entire nations, in seconds. Government leaders grow increasingly worried about such frightening weapons of mass destruction falling into the hands of terrorists, who have shown they will stop at nothing to achieve their ends. Why do we see so much sadness, sorrow, and suffering around us? Where is it all headed? Why is the world in such a precarious condition? With all this bad news, is there really hope for the future of humanity? Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, came to earth prophesying a wonderful future for humanity after an intense period of earth-shaking calamities. His message, called the Gospel, means good news, the very good news the world so desperately needs. But what exactly is the good news, this Gospel Jesus Christ preached? Is it only a wonderful story about Jesus Christ's birth, life, activities, death for our sins, and resurrection? Certainly these are integral parts of the good news of God's plan for humanity, Mark 1:1. But there is so much more to his message. A message of salvation. We will see that the good news Jesus Christ brought is not just a message about his life and death leading to our salvation. His message also concerns the meaning of salvation and how he intends to save the human race from its present problems. The gospel reveals the glorious destiny of mankind. Sadly, humankind has reduced the gospel to the story about the person of Jesus Christ, while neglecting and overlooking the deeper and vastly more encompassing message he brought. He most certainly brought good news, the most wonderful news this tired, troubled world can hear. An entire section of the New Testament is devoted to the historical record of the message Jesus Christ taught while on earth. This portion of the Bible, appropriately called the Gospels, comprises the first four books of the Old Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The writers of these accounts all tell us that Jesus' primary message was the gospel of the kingdom of God. Mark tells us, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Mark 1, verses 14 through 15. The gospel of the kingdom of God is the message Jesus Christ instructs his followers to believe. This booklet will help you understand and believe this wonderful good news Jesus Christ announced to humanity. This concludes Introduction,
the first section of the booklet, The Gospel of the Kingdom. For the rest of this booklet, please go to ucg.org.